You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 84, The Covenant Land.
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
Welcome back, friends. This is episode number 84. We'll be talking about the Covenant Land today. This is Karen, and I will be interviewing a dear friend of mine named Elizabeth Little. And a little prequel to what this is all about, the Covenant Land is a family study guide that teaches families about principles of liberty and the Constitution intermingled with our faith from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So if you are a member of our faith, I'm sure you'll love this. If you're not a member of our faith, I know that you will find some beauty in this as well, and you're welcome to listen on and learn more about this incredible family study guide. I think you will love it either way.
Okay, hello everybody. I have a special guest with us today, and this is one of my dear friends. Her name is Elizabeth Little. I know her screen says Leah. That's her daughter.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, that's my daughter.
Actually, Elizabeth. But she's this wonderful dear friend of mine, and I love her to pieces. And today we're going to talk to you about an awesome family study guide that Elizabeth spearheaded the creation of called Covenant Land. And we'll get into that in a minute. But first, I'm going to let her give a little introduction for you guys so you can learn all about her.
Okay. So it's so fun to be here. Karen is amazing, one of my heroes. So I was excited when she asked if I would come be on the podcast. And we are, I'm a mama of eight little kids. And I still have one that's carrying around a binky, so little, and dropping it on COVID floors, which is fun. We're just out and we're like, oh, okay, good. And my oldest is 18, so we have everyone in between. We've been homeschooling for a long time, and just friends with Karen and her family. They're dear friends of ours, and we love them. And I think, is that?
That's great. That's great. So Elizabeth and I met through homeschooling. She is in our homeschool co-op that Megan and I talk about often, and how much we love and love the amazing families that we get to associate with. This little family is one of those amazing families that we're so blessed to have in our lives. Her oldest son and my oldest son are great buddies. And Brennan is really sad that yours is going to be leaving us soon, going off to, I don't know what his next adventures are, but we'll be sad to have him leave us. But we're going to dive in and talk about Covenant Land. And I'm going to let Elizabeth take the lead a little, but I'll kind of interject because we worked on this together. And so first, Elizabeth, I want you to just tell us what it is for those that don't know, and kind of how it came about.
Okay. Well, this is a fun story. Covenant Land. So it's a study guide about American history, mostly about American history. There's some other things tucked in here and there, but it is a big study guide. It's amazing. It has lots and lots of lessons. How much? I can't remember our final count.
We're around 150, weren't we?
Yeah, right around there. And because we just couldn't figure out what to cut out. So there was just too many good things. And we wanted to design it to be like, come follow me. So you could kind of open it and use what you wanted to, and just kind of skim through the lesson a little bit and pick up the gems you wanted.
Okay, I'm going to pause you for 1 second. We have an audience of lots of faiths, lots of LDS faith listeners, but a lot that are not. And Come Follow Me in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is a weekly study guide for our family to help us study the scriptures together. Just for those of you that are like, what? What's she talking about? So just a quick little interjection there.
Yes, thank you. So it's a study guide about American history. So it has different parts. The first part is about the covenant of America. And it's more about the story, continuing story of covenants. The next part is about principles of liberty. And then we have one about amendments and articles. We have one about prophets, Latter-day Saint prophets, and what they've said about the Constitution. We have a section about miracles, and we have a section about everyday patriots, people that you might not have known or ever heard about, but that are amazing people and people we wanted our kids to know about.
Yeah, it's so amazing. I love that everyday patriot section a lot, because they were a lot of people that I had never heard of. And so my kids and I are loving learning about new people in history.
It's been awesome. Yes, I feel the same way. And the way it came about is this summer, I usually pick a theme for our school year. And so the thing that has been on my mind the very most is principles of liberty, just our Constitution. I look around and I think, hey, do we know how to defend the Constitution? Do we even know what it is? And to be honest, this summer, I felt like kind of a kindergartner. I've said that many times, but really in that, you would think that I had studied that a lot, but somehow it kind of had slipped through the cracks too much. And so I knew I really wanted to shore that up for my family, especially seeing what was going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to invite a few of my close friends, dear friends, to just, hey, do you guys want to do this too? And it developed and flowered into something that none of us imagined that it would become. And at first it was just going to be for us, but the Spirit whispered, hey, you should have a lot of amazing friends. They know a lot of things, and you guys have a lot of books, and you've been down this road for a lot of years. You should share this. There's a lot of people who are just barely starting, and you guys could make it a lot easier for them if you just combine all of what you know so far and put it into something simple and just say, here's my 10 years or 20 years worth of like trying to find good bits and pieces here and there. We also have a humongous, awesome resource guide at the end, mm-hmm, of just books, like the best books that we could find.
So books and podcasts and music and talks, all kinds of really cool stuff in that resource guide. So I remember when Elizabeth called me over the summer, it was probably June. Was it June when we started thinking June. About this? Yeah. Yes.
End June, of June.
This year of 2020. Yeah. So we're, mm-hmm, in November now. So in June, she called me and invited me to this. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. Sure. You know, having no idea what I had just gotten myself into, not in a bad way, but just didn't know. I was thinking, yeah, I really want to teach my kids those things also. That was something that had already been on my mind as well. And we were planning to study early American history this year in our school as well. And so I was excited about it. And she planned a day, or it was 2 days originally, where we were going to get together, all of the friends that you had invited, and start talking through these things and making plans. And I remember when that day was coming up and I wasn't feeling well, and I almost didn't come, but I just felt really strongly about it and really passionate that this was something I needed to be a part of. So I made it. I think I was quite a bit late because I went to the doctor that morning, but I made it. And I was so glad that I had, because it developed into such an amazing thing that I am grateful to have for my family.
You were a key player, and it was just so good to have everyone there that was there. And we had a dear friend who said we could use her Airbnb for the day, because all of us have, you know, if we were at home with all of our little kids, you know, someone can't focus.
Be very focused, would it?
So we went to this darling Airbnb with its stained glass windows, and everyone brought their books. And I wish you all could have been there with us, just sitting down.
Did we take pictures of that? Because it was so beautiful.
I think we do have a few pictures, but I mean, everyone just brought in totes, these big totes.
I think I brought bags and bins of books, and all of us did. And they were piled in the corners and on the table and just everywhere. It was so cool, because all of us, and you guys are listening, you're homeschool moms too, we're passionate about books, right? So to combine all of our favorite books on American history into one room, what were there, eight of us?
Yeah.
It was so amazing to see. It was one of the most fun things. And I was taking pictures, and all of us were hopping on Amazon and buying things of people's favorites. And it was a lot of fun. That was a fun day.
It was so fun. Which book do I not have? Oh my goodness, what is that book? And just treasures. And yes, just piled up on the fireplace and the mantle. And anyway, it was a sight and wonder, just exciting to have all those good people and good books together. And we just kind of just that day tried to figure out what would the topics be that we would want to cover. And first we thought maybe 100 lessons sounded doable, but we could not narrow it down. There were just too many good things. And so we just kind of just kept growing. And that day we kind of figured out that it was going to be bigger than we thought. And it just, it grew from, and actually our friend, I can't remember who said what exactly, but I think we realized that there was no way in the entire world that we could ever accomplish what we wanted to in a amount of time and still be a mom and still feed our children and keep everyone like alive.
Right. Because she really, Elizabeth really had a vision that she wanted it out by this school year. She said, I just feel like it is so important for the families in this country to have it this year. And that was her goal. And so here we are, 10 of us wanting to write 150 lessons by September or August, hopefully. You know, we wanted it by August so that people could buy it and use it this school year, which didn't quite happen. It ended up being a little later than we hoped, but we were pretty close. So what you did next is, I think, what was so inspirational is how we made it happen so quickly.
I think we figured out together that we could do it. We could, but only if we had a whole bunch of other awesome mamas helping us. And if we all kind of divvied up and did a little piece, then we would be able to do something awesome together. Mm-hmm. And so we reached out to friends and friends of friends and people we knew and Patriot Camp mamas and all kinds of amazing people to see if they would help. And it was a miracle. And so many people did help that we were able to accomplish it. And so
how many people ended up being, was it over on 75?
Oh, I think, there might've been, there's probably more than that. We had editors and we had, lesson writers and final lesson writers and just people that helped
composing in songs and doing artwork and
their composers art.
So it
was amazing and so neat to just know that there are so many good people and good mamas who just were like, yes, this is important to me too. And yes, I actually have been, you know, studying this. And some of the moms were like, you know, I'm not sure, but I'm ready to study. And just everyone brought what they had. Everyone, I feel like we had loaves and fishes and the Lord multiplied it.
It was neat for me too, because I remember as we were choosing the lessons that we were going to write, I was reading through them and I felt, like you said, I felt so inadequate to write a lesson on so many of those topics, because I think my knowledge is pretty kindergarten level as well in a lot of those things. And so for me, as I was picking my topics, I was trying to pick ones I knew a little more about. But sometimes I ended up with ones that I didn't know much about. And I had just a beautiful experience being able to learn and to study and increase my knowledge in those topics. And it was so wonderful for me, just the process.
Me too. And I think, I guess I would put that out for any mama who feels like they're in kindergarten like us, or that maybe, you know, in school, like in high school, I took AP American History, but here I am not knowing really the Constitution. And in fact, I have a good friend who went to a college in Utah and studied political science and came out of it without ever having a class on the Constitution.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah. So I think if you feel that way, you're not alone. And the good news is there are so many good resources and good books. And you can, you know, like I feel solidly like I'm knocking on the door of sixth grade now, I think.
Moving up. More than a fifth grader, huh?
Yeah. I think I'm moving up. But I realize too that it's a lifetime study to study liberty. And so I think just making a little bit of time, even if you only have a few minutes a week, to say, hey, I'm going to make this a priority and see if I can tuck in 5 minutes even, or 10 minutes a week, or something that's doable and manageable.
And that's what's great about the lessons in Covenant Land is they're small and they're very doable. We've been doing them as a family for about a month now. And it's been so wonderful, the discussions we've had and the things that we've learned, and just being able to tuck those little things into my kids' minds and increase my knowledge as well. It's always one of my favorite parts of homeschooling is how much I learn in the process.
Yes, same. I feel the same way. And I think that's neat that you can, and this actually, this resource, it's big, and it's not, you're not really meant to finish it. It's not like, hey, start this and start it from the beginning and finish it this year. It's just a really good tool in your tool belt. And you can take out and say, hey, this year I want to study the principles of liberty. Like, and there's 28 of those lessons, and I really want to study those good this year. And maybe next year we'll do miracles. Or you could say, actually, I really want to hit this hard and, you know, do more of it. But you can skip around. You don't have to go from the front to the end. You can just do what makes sense for you and for your family. But I love that. It's just something you'll always have. And then the resource guide, it has all of the books that we had that day, and more and more, many more in conference talks. So it's something that you can just, it's literally like, okay. And our friend Marilyn and Candace that put together the resource guide, they asked a lot of people, what are the very best, you know, I know there's a million patriotic books and a million, you know, books on this, but what are the best, like give me your best. And those are the things that they included. So you can
Marilyn
just go.
Marilyn also did some YouTube videos with that, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
People. So we do have a Covenant Land YouTube channel that she put together. And it has several videos where she interviewed people on their favorite books and how they do their homeschool, I believe. I haven't watched it.
And I love that. Like, as a new homeschool mom, I would have given anything to just watch other homeschool moms. Like, what are your favorite
things? It's beautiful. So Marilyn is awesome. Candace is awesome. You know, and Paige, I've interviewed Paige in the past. She was on my podcast episode about dyslexia. But she was another pivotal person in this process. And I love the way she talked about, we just had a conversation, the three of us yesterday. She talked about how she's using the lessons where she's just picking and choosing the topics that she feels her family needs right now. And and so that's another beautiful way you can use this, is you just read through them and you think, oh, this, my kids need to learn about this right now, or I need to learn about this right now. And just, you know, pick and choose where you feel is necessary at this time in your lives.
Yes, I love that too. Another thing that kind of is nice is every lesson has a little piece of artwork that goes with it. And then you can print out those like little cards, like baseball cards, kind of trading cards.
And Elizabeth's daughter, Leah, did all of the artwork, and they are gorgeous. We love them so much.
She had fun doing that. But it's a good way for your kids to remember, and for you to remember, like, oh, what have we already talked about? You know, or if you pick it up next year, to just look, oh, like you have these cards. Oh, we must have done those lessons, you know, but just, and it's a good, really good way for the kids to go back and look at the card and be like, what did we learn about natural law? What was that? Mm-hmm. It's just a good, I mean, if you make a beautiful notebook page, that would be even better. But if you're like me and you're just trying, you know, just barely making it a lot of days, then it's nice to just have a little card. To be like,
I love that you say that, because I feel that way most days too. It's like, today, it was funny, today I said to my kids, today I actually get to be home all day with you and teach all the lessons that you need with you by your side. And they were like, yay, because so many days we just have all these interruptions and places I have to drive kids and things to do. And so barely getting by is a good description of many of my days too.
I think probably a lot of homeschool moms feel that way. Like, right. When I had a mentor, an amazing person, once say, if you have 3 good days in 10, you're doing awesome.
That's, you know, good. I could pretty good. That. 3 and 10. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So one other amazing thing about Covenant Land is that with all this work that we put in, we're not getting any profit. So we're not here to tell you about this because we want to earn more. It's nothing like that. All of the profit goes to a very special organization that Elizabeth chose. And I want to let you tell them about it, Elizabeth.
Well, some years ago, I remember for the first time finding out about Operation Underground Railroad. And I don't even remember how I found out about it, but I remember finding out about this this organization that helps it helps fight the plague in the world of human sex trafficking and all of the things that go with it, all of the, you know, troubles that come out of it and everything around it. And it was the first time that I'd really seen anything like that. And I had watched some videos and my heart was broken. Mm-hmm. And I think I didn't sleep that night, like, very well. And I just couldn't stop thinking about it. And I'm just, my heart has always been like, if I ever had time, a lot of time or a lot of money or something, this organization, I would love to support. Like that would be a mission that I would love to support. And so when Covenant Land, when this all started happening, and we realized that it would be, you know, like we're so many people helping. It was just a gift, really a gift of love, that we decided to donate all of the profits to Operation Underground Railroad. And we talked about that together, a decision we made together. But that is who the profits go to. So we're hoping that Covenant Land will help spread hope and knowledge about freedom, and it will also help freedom in the way that it helps free victims of sex trafficking and that, all of that, that whole world. We're hoping to help in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So any profits we make from that literally goes straight to there. And I think that also has excited a lot of people, because, you know, anybody can sell a curriculum or a study guide. But when you know that your purchase is going to something like that, it just feels even better, you know, not only great and the topic you're learning is wonderful and your family needs to know more about it, but it's helping so many also.
Yes. So if you were thinking of donating to them, you can also get a study guide, because literally we're not making one penny. We're just putting it all towards them and hoping that every penny that they get makes a difference.
Yeah. So I know some of my listeners, I've talked about Covenant Land a couple of times on the podcast, just mentioning that it was coming, and I've shared it on my social media also. And so some of you I know have purchased it already. And if you have, I would just plead with you that you would share it. Share it with a friend, not your purchase, but share about it so that others can learn about it and can experience it, and as well as donate and help our great cause of Operation Underground Railroad and learn more about the freedoms of our country.
Yes, I think the biggest thing that I was hoping for my own kids and for me is that we would be able to defend liberty and freedom in a minute, just like the Minutemen. And I think it's so important to share that right now, because I think that it's something that just, it needs to be taught in a way that's simple for the kids to understand, and that they can have it in their mind. And one of the cool things about Covenant Land is that we had a songwriter join us on her team. She's amazing on our team. And she wrote a verse for every single principle of liberty we have that you can help your kids remember that.
But they're so fun too.
So cute. Yeah. But I think it's just so important right now to share, and whether it's through Covenant Land or if it's through some of the books, but I really think that as mamas, we need to just take on that, the responsibility to know that, hey, look, we can, you know, we need to teach our kids how to defend liberty in a couple of minutes. And they need to know when they see that it's being, when something is being compromised, they can say, hey, look, that's principle, or that goes against natural law, or this whatever principle it is. But that is something our world needs so much right now. So whether it's through Covenant Land or something else, I'm hoping, and I'm seeing it actually, that's the cool thing. I think more people than ever voted, and more people than ever, I think, are kind of waking up like, hey, if we don't know what to defend, if we don't know our Constitution well enough, we can't defend it. Can't defend something that you don't know. So I think I'm seeing it like a wave towards that.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth. I appreciate your time. And it was so wonderful to work with you on this project. I felt honored that I was asked to be a part of it. And it was just a joy to do. So thank you so much.
It was a joy for me too. And thank you so much for having me on your podcast. And thanks for all of the things you're teaching. I still feel like a little kindergartner also as a homeschool mom. So if you guys are new homeschool moms, I feel new every year. And it's been, my oldest is 18 and we started when he was in kindergarten. And I'm still new. So
there's so much to learn.
Thank you for helping us, Karen. We love your podcast.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.